Thank you, Scott and Sarah. We appreciate that song, and we'll let our children be dismissed to Children's Church at this time, so you can head downstairs. And we appreciate so much those that work with them, and we appreciate you being part of our service. Ephesians chapter 5, if you have your Bibles, Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to be spending some time, of course, on Thanksgiving today, and we trust that you'll come tonight. We want to be sure to spend some time tonight just praising the Lord for his blessings this past year on our lives, and we'll give you an opportunity to tell us something that you're thankful for and many things you're thankful for, and then we will finish what we're going to be starting this morning tonight. So it's actually a two-part message that we'll be spending time on. I'm going to also say a huge thank you to all those that worked hard to put the shoeboxes together. It's almost double of last year, which we praise the Lord for that, and a great opportunity to, of course, get the gospel to some children that have need, and so please note that. Also, I ask you to pray for all those that have been will be traveling. We have several will be traveling. A lot of family members will be traveling over this next week, and so pray for our church family. Also on Wednesday is we're going to be having a service at the Sharmac in the afternoon. We will put on a pie social, and so some have been volunteered to get some pies, and then we're going to be our family is going to be putting on special music for them, kind of a celebration, a Thanksgiving celebration, and then I will be giving the message to them. I'll be speaking the gospel, so a great opportunity, and so please pray for that. 2 o'clock, it will be in the afternoon of Wednesday. So Wednesday afternoon, we do not have an evening service, but we will have a service over there as our family ministers, and so pray about that. The good news is, for those folks, I'm not singing, okay? I am not singing. We don't want to send any of them on to heaven early, okay? So I am not going to be singing. So anyway, keep that in mind. So, but anyway, really pray that God will work. Rebecca will be flying in tomorrow. And on a Wednesday, Elizabeth and her family and Brett will be coming with their family. And so our family will be putting on music there, a special time for them. So please note that. Ephesians chapter 5, if you have your Bibles, I'm going to begin reading verse 18. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "And be not drunk with wine, whereas excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Let's pray. Oh, Father, I do thank thee so much for this day. And thank thee so much for the privilege to be here. And Lord, the privilege to open your word and Lord, be challenged thereby. And Lord, we just thank thee so much for this great nation that we get the privilege to live in and enjoy. Lord, the freedom, and Lord, just the thought that our nation would set aside a day to just reflect upon the blessings that you bestowed upon us. And Lord, we just thank thee for our freedom. We thank thee for this opportunity. And Lord, as we reflect this morning upon the blessings that you bestowed upon us personally and corporately and also nationally, Lord, we just ask that you'll just stir our hearts with gratitude and gratefulness, that Lord, we'll focus upon you and focus upon your goodness, and focus upon how good you have been to us personally. And Lord, we give this time to thee. We ask that you'll be glorified. We ask in Jesus' precious name, amen. We certainly have the privilege to live in a great nation. What nation sets aside a day to remember God and to remember that God's blessing is upon this country? That freedom most people do not have. But we have the freedom as a nation. In fact, it was in 1621. You'll note William Bradford celebrated the first Thanksgiving, as you note, on Plymouth with the Plymouth colonists, and that's when it was established first. They had the first Thanksgiving in which they celebrated their new freedom and the land that they had found. Then you'll note in 1789, George Washington set aside November 26th as the day to celebrate Thanksgiving. I do not remember that day. Maybe Charles does. But anyway, that was 1789. But anyway, it's back there a ways. But as you note, that day changed. As you note, the 26th would be a different day each year, and sometimes it would land on the weekend. So it was in 1863 that President Abraham Lincoln changed it, and he set aside the fourth Thursday in November to be the Thanksgiving day in which we'd celebrate. So that's why we celebrate on Thursday each year. That's the fourth Thursday, and that varies which day of the month, but it doesn't vary which day of the week, and so that's why it was established. But Thanksgiving, as you note, in the Bible, it is different than having a day. We are to always be thankful. As Christians, we are to always have an attitude of gratitude, and we are to always be thankful for God's blessings. And often we get so caught up in the things of this world and the problems that are around us that we forget to look up and say, thank you. Thank you for what you've done. But we are all called to, as Christians, to be thankful, as we just read. Such words are used in the Bible concerning thanks that all have to do with thanksgiving and praising and blessing. And in the book of Psalms, you'll note that there's thanksgiving is referred to. And also, we're to give thanks is referred to. Also, praise, the word praise is used. Also, the word bless is used many times. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord. Also, rejoice is used. In fact, you have around 200 times in just the Psalms that Christians are called to look up. We're called to look up to God and praise Him in some way, over and over. We're to praise Him for who He is, His character. He's loving, He's kind, He's all-sufficient. We're to praise Him for what He's done, the things that He has done for us. And all of us will mention some of those things tonight. But we're also to praise Him for what He will do. Because since we know Him as our personal Savior, then we are His children. If you know Christ personally, you're His child, and He will never leave you. He will never forsake you, and you will be in heaven forever. He will take care of you. So we praise Him for who He is, what He has done, and also for what He will do. Thankfulness is a definition. It is an outward expression of gratitude to God for all of His blessings that He's bestowed upon us. It's not just outwardly, but it is supposed to come from our heart. It's not just outward of giving thanks. That's what everyone sees, and that's what we are to do, but it's supposed to come from gratitude within our heart, as Ephesians chapter 5 talks about. A spirit-controlled person, out of his abundance of his heart, he is going to proclaim, he's going to be thankful, but it comes from his heart and his relationship with the Lord. Now, I want you to follow along as I quote many verses in Scripture that refer to thankfulness, or refer to praise, or blessing, or rejoicing, or honoring God in this way, where we exalt His name for what He has done, and for who He is, and what He will do. Now you'll note all of creation is to bless the Lord. And Psalm, the last verse of the book of Psalms, Psalm 50, the last verse says, everything that has breath is to praise the Lord. And that's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you several verses. One is this, in Psalm 19, verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. The heaven itself declares. If you look up, the other night when we were out, we looked, it was clear, just crystal clear, and the stars, you could just see, without number, the beauty and the wonder of Almighty God, what He has created. Psalm 103, verse 20 says, bless the Lord, ye His angels that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of the Lord. Not only heavens declare, but the angels declare the glory of God. We are to, in Psalm 100, verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And we're to come before His presence with thanksgiving and praise. Psalm 34, verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. We are to continually be looking up and praising the Lord. Psalm 35, 28 says, my tongue shall speak of Thy righteousness and of Thy praise all the day long. Psalm 103, verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." Psalm 26, verse 7 says, "That I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wonderful works." If I were to have you stand this morning and you could honestly recall all the things that God has done for you in the years that you have lived, it would be quite a number. You couldn't count them. There'd be so many. Psalm 50, verse 14 says, "Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High." Psalm 69, verse 30 says, "I will praise the name of God with song and will magnify him with thanksgiving." Psalm 95, verse 2 says, "Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with song." Psalm 100, verse 4 says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise and be thankful unto him and praise his name." Psalm 107, verse 22 says, "And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing." Psalm 147, verse 7 says, "Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God." And Psalm 116, verse 17 says, "I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord." That's just some of the Psalms that you find. But in the New Testament, you find several also, and I'm going to just mention four or five. One is 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 says, "Rejoice evermore." In other words, always rejoice in the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5, 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, as we read, "We're giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." And Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." In other words, when I pray, part of my prayer life is supposed to be thanksgiving. Now you say, what are some of the things that we ought to be thankful for? Well, I'm going to just mention a few. One is, if you truly know Christ as your personal Savior and you're on your way to heaven, that's number one. You ought to be so thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ saved you. You can never, ever measure that, and you never will for all eternity. You'll understand it better, but you'll never totally measure it. His Word, the Word of God, that God's Word is true, it's perfect, it's inerrant, and you have a copy. And you can read it, and you can find out what God wants you to know about life and about the future and about Him, the things that you need to know and how to live. We have forgiveness of sins. How many sins have you been forgiven? If you've gone to Jesus Christ in true repentance, it's all washed away. He hasn't kept it. He's forgotten it. It's not that he has a short memory. He doesn't hold it against you anymore. It's removed. What about his mercy? Mercy is withholding from us what we really deserve. Many times we'd have to say, well, I deserve to get a whooping. Our children deserve to get a spanking, but we withheld it this time and told them. That's mercy. God withholding what we really deserve. Also, we'd say his love. Sometimes it's like you hear people say, well, no one loves me. Well, there's one that always loves you. God loves you. That's why Christ died. He also, his faithfulness. He's always faithful to his word. He's always faithful to keep it. He's also patient. He's always present with us. He's also provides food, housing, and clothing, etc. He provides protection. He provides work for us and strength and also victory over sin. He gives us health. He provides our freedom and our friends and our family. And he provides our church and he provides for the needs that we have. And the list goes on. Over and over, you can stop and think. And praise God, on Thanksgiving Day, our nation has set aside a day just to stop and look back and look up and say, God has been so good to us. Now, I want to give several biblical principles, and we're going to tonight finish this. But I'm going to probably only cover four this morning. But I'm going to give probably 9 principles of thanksgiving. And whenever I work on this, I always add more. So if I get to it next year, we covered some of this, I think, on Sunday night, maybe a year ago. But I want to spend some time because it's so important we understand the principles behind true thankfulness, biblical thankfulness. It's not just an outward talking. It's not just saying thank you. It's not just looking up and saying thank you. It's supposed to come from our heart, where we truly are grateful Christians who love the Lord and are so thankful for His goodness. The first one I want to mention this is thankfulness is an outward manifestation of the inner heart's condition. Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 5. It was an outward manifestation of an inner heart condition. And here's what he says. He talks about being spirit controlled. If a person is spirit controlled, yielded to the Holy Spirit's control, he's going to speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's to come from our heart, where we're really, really grateful. Sometimes in discipline our children, when they were growing up, we'd have to make them, now you say, I'm sorry. Well, sometimes they would say, I'm sorry, but you knew blame well, they did not mean it. They'd say, sorry, because they had to. And sometimes we do the same way, thank you, without really meaning it. We are to mean it. It's supposed to come from our heart, where we honestly are thankful to God for His blessing. It is a product of a heart that is right with God and is evidence of a person who is spirit controlled. One of the things that's going to show up, if you are yielded to the Holy Spirit's control, you are going to be a thankful person. I think the second one is this, is thankfulness is the very essence of our worship. Go with me to Psalm 100. Psalm 100, and we're going to spend a little bit of time in Psalm 100 at the Sharmat today, Plaza today. As we spend some time there. And look with me at Psalm 100. Here's what it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, and serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. And be thankful unto Him, and bless His name, for the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth unto all generations. Now, what does it say? It's when you come and worship, you enter into His courts. That's when you come and worship, you come to the presence of God, and you're worshiping Him. It is part of our worship is thankfulness. In fact, how can you worship God and not be thankful? How can we exalt God and glorify God and praise Him and bless Him without a thankful heart? It is the very basis of our worship. And we need to understand that when you come on Sunday, you say, well, I come to learn and I come to spend time with Christians and I come time to be encouraged and I come to spend time to be taught, but I come to worship and exalt the name of the Lord. How can you come without thankfulness? See, that's a very part of our worship. It is the essence of our true worship is where we spend time with the Lord, praising and blessing and rejoicing and honoring and exalting Him. You look at the Lord's Prayer. Many of us would, on Luke chapter 11, where the Lord taught His disciples how to pray. Well, how does it start? When you pray, He says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. That's exaltation and lifting up and honor Him and worship Him. And then Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. It's worship. And it is the very essence of our worship is thankfulness is where we're praising and honoring and glorifying Him for who He is and what He has done and what He will do. I don't know, so the third principle is this. It is also thankfulness is essential for us to walk in the will of God. I read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, and I want to mention this verse again. It is essential for us to walk in the will of God. In other words, we cannot be in God's will and not be thankful, okay? And here's what he says: in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We want to do what God wants us to do. That's God's will. God's will for our life, we want to do. We want to obey. We want to please Him. We don't have to pray about this one, okay? It's very clear. It's spelled out very plainly. To be in God's will, you must be thankful. It is the will of God in Christ Jesus for those who are saved. It is God's will for you that you be thankful. And what are we to be thankful for? We are to be thankful in everything. You say in all situations, regardless of how hard they are, we ought to be thankful in them. That's sometimes hard, and we're going to get to that in a moment. So not only is thankfulness, it is an outward manifestation of an inner heart's condition. It is the very essence of our worship. It is also essential for us to be walking in the will of God. And the fourth one is this, is where we'll probably stop this morning. Thankfulness is a necessary element of our prayer life. Now, what do we find? And we use that verse, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing. In other words, don't worry about anything. But in everything by prayer, with supplication, with thanksgiving. It is essential that we pray with thanksgiving. Enter in His courts with thanks, into His courts, and we're to enter in with thanksgiving. It is essential or a necessary element of our prayer life. In other words, when I go to the Heavenly Father and I have these needs that I'm to be praying about, and it could be all kinds of needs that we have. We pray for people, as we brought out this morning in Sunday school, the Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, praying always. Where do we pray for each other with prayer and supplication for each other? But when you pray about those things, don't forget to be thankful. To say, Lord, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what I have. Thank you for how good you've been. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love and your kindness. Thank you for what you have done for me as a Christian. We ought to be. And especially living in this great country, we ought to be thankful people. It is necessary that our prayer life is also filled with thanksgiving. Now let me ask you this. When you pray and spend time with the Lord and you take your needs to Him, how much time do you spend in thankfulness? Usually it's a very small part of our prayer list, okay? We pray about all these things and Lord, thank you for how good you've been. Or thank you for that blessing. But usually it's very small. Have you ever thought about just praying and just spending a time and just praying and saying, Lord, thank you for this, thank you for that. And Lord, I worship you, I praise you, I honor you, I bless you, I honor your holy name without saying, Lord, give me. And see, a lot of times our prayer life is, Lord, give me rather than, Lord, I honor you for who you are and what you've done. Now let's go back, and I want to mention just a little bit at the end. The verse of, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, we're to give thanks for all things, and we are to be thankful in all things. Now, I've thought about those verses, and they're very hard to live. I'll say that again. It's very hard to be thankful for all things. What about the hard things? What about the painful things? What about the disappointing things? What about the costly things? What about the things that really hurt? Well, in all things, we're to be thankful, and we're to be thankful for all things. Do you realize it's impossible for me to do that in my own? It's impossible. I cannot live that verse. The only way I can live that verse is I have to be Spirit-controlled. I have to be Spirit-controlled. In other words, first of all, I got to be saved. I have to know Christ as my Lord and Savior, and then the Holy Spirit dwells within me when I got saved. But I have to yield to that Holy Spirit's control, because in my own strength, I cannot be thankful in all things and for all things. It's impossible. Because what does it take to be thankful? Well, first of all, I have to be spirit controlled. And then if I'm spirit controlled, I will be humble, because proud people can't say thank you. They just can't. It's below them to say thank you. They deserved it. Who are you to whatever? They just can't say thank you. And you know some people who just will not say thank you. That's a proud person. They're not spirit controlled. But if you're spirit controlled, you're humble, but you also have a God view. And see, the only way I can, as a Christian, be thankful in all things and for all things, if I have a proper view of God. I have to have a proper view of God. Now, what's a proper view of God? Is where I see God as sovereign, and I see God as loving, and I see God as working all things in my life, according to Romans 8:28, for good. And see, if I can see that God is in this for my good, and His glory, to make me better and to make me more usable and to make me more like Him, then I can, and in all things and for all things, I can be thankful. But if I take God out of the picture in my mind, where I remove God and I just see people and I see circumstances and I see trials and I see heartaches and I see burdens and I see problems everywhere, and they are, and I don't see God, then I will not be thankful in all things, and I will not be thankful for all things. But if I, as a Christian, am spirit-controlled, humble before a holy God, spirit-controlled, then I can have a proper view that God is in this situation. And I can learn from it, I can grow in it, I can rise above it, and I can still be victorious, even though the problem persists. And see, that's how Christians are to live. We are to be thankful for all things and in all things, but we have to be a Christian and we have to be spirit controlled. Because when we're spirit controlled, we're not proud, we're humble. And when we're spirit controlled, we can then have a God view. God, you know what you're doing. And God, you're always doing right. And God, you're working things out in my life for my good and your glory. And God, I just need to obey and trust you and thank you for your work, because you love me. Now let's back up just a second and let's use an illustration. Many Christians have a view of God like children have a view of their parents. And their view is this, that parents should give me all things. I should be able to do what I want, when I want, how I want, and life will be hunky-dory. But that's not the God of the Bible. My God loves me. And my God is so knowledgeable, He knows what's best for me. And so God works on me because He loves me. And He will never leave me, He'll never forsake me, but God's way is always right and it's always best, even though I can't see it, even though I might not even understand it. That's the walk of faith. And since our God is so big and so powerful and so knowledgeable and is doing what is right and doing what's best for me and in me, He's working because He loves me. And sometimes that working on me is not always easy. When we had to spank our children, and we did spank them, we didn't love doing it, even though they maybe thought we did. We didn't love doing it, but we did it. Why? Because we loved them. And we wanted them to have a wonderful life. Because a life of sin only brings destruction. And if we kept them safe, kept them from the street getting run over or hit with a car or putting the wrong thing in their body, if we kept them from those things, they could have a good life. We did it because we loved them. And see, that's the way God works on us. God many times will allow things into our life to mold us and fashion us and change us, to make us a vessel that's like him, that's fit for service here and fit for glory. And that's the only way we can be truly thankful in all things and for all things, if we have a true God focus. See, how big is your God? Is your God big enough to know all? Is it the God of the Bible who's sovereign? Who's the God of the Bible who can move things and change things and oversee things? Is he a God who can give you the strength to go through whatever? Is it a God who is working it all out because he sees the beginning and he sees the end and he knows the best way to get you to this proper ending? See, who's your God? Is it the God of the Bible? And see, if I have a proper view of who God is, then I can be thankful in all things and for all things. Otherwise, it's impossible. The elements of being thankful. Well, one is, you'll note, that thankfulness is a necessary element of our prayer life. It is essential for us to walk in God's will. It is also, as you note, the very essence of our worship, but it's an outward manifestation of a true heart's condition. And I hope your heart is right with God. Every head bowed and every eye closed, please. I want to thank you for your attentiveness. My voice is very weak today, but I hope you got the message. We ought to be so thankful for as Christians. And I know it's very, very hard for us to look at trials and heartaches and burdens and say, Lord, thank you. But we are to. And we can if we're truly saved. If we know we're his child, we know that he's going to take care of his child, and he's going to care for us, and he's going to work. And so we're to trust him, and we're to obey. Now here's my question to you this morning. Have you been thankful, truly thankful, or just putting on some words when you need to, spewing them out? How much, Pastor Muller, God has spoken to me, and you said, Pastor, I'll be honest, I have not been thankful like I should be. I've really struggled. I've not had a God focus like I ought to, and I've looked at the problems instead of seeing God has a purpose in it and a plan, and he's doing it and allowing it for my good, and I'm going to ask God to help me be a thankful person. Will you raise your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Do you realize what a blessing you and I would be to be around if we were always thankful? We would be fun to be around. We'd be a blessing. And that's what God wants, to always be praising him for who he is, what he has done, and what he will do. Now, if you're here and you do not know Christ as your Savior, please talk to us following the service. We'll just take you aside and we'll privately show you from God's word how you can have Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, eternal life in heaven, and the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. If that's your need, please talk to us. Our Father, do thank you so much for your love, and we thank you so much for the privilege to preach and teach. And Lord, as we looked into the topic this morning, we thank thee so much for the privilege to live in this great nation that looks up, and Lord, that at least focus nationally upon who you are and what you have done, and Lord, what you will do. We thank thee for your blessing. And Lord, we just ask you to help us this Thanksgiving time. Lord, help it not to be just lip service, but Lord, help it be a life of worship of you. Lord, where we truly live out thankfulness. And Lord, if we just ask you just to bless each hand that was raised, Lord, give us victory in this area. Lord, that we might honor you and exalt you for who you are and the wonder of what you have done for us, undeserving people. And Lord, if there's one in the service who isn't sure they're saved, Lord, work in their heart, help them to see their need. And Lord, just help us be able to show them from your word how they can become your child. And Lord, we thank thee for the time together. And Lord, give us a great day at the plaza service and the evening service that will worship you and glorify you this day. We ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.